preacher's name. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Glory, glory, glory. You know God's healing power is here? Amen. God's healing power is here. And there's something you must know, right? In every healing meeting, okay, well, let me let you know that this is more than a healing meeting, right?
Yes, sir.
You know, we said we're paying attention to the power gifts. Amen. Earlier in the day, we paid attention to the revelation gifts. Tonight, we're paying attention to the power gifts. Tomorrow, we'll be for utterances. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay? But in a healing meeting, the sick don't just get healed in terms of healing being ministered to the sick. The gifts of the Spirit are stirred up. Stirred up in the believer to minister to the sick. And thank God tonight that we'll be ministering as a body of believers. Glory to God. We're ministering together. And it's therefore necessary that you are conscious of the work of the Spirit in your life and through your life. Earlier, we talked about the Spirit upon and the Spirit, the Spirit within and the Spirit upon. The Spirit within gives you an identity or brings you into the salvation experience and also gives you endowments, abilities, or miraculous faculties. Okay? So you don't just get saved, you are empowered. You are given abilities to do supernatural things. Now, the Spirit upon is a sure biblical language that speaks of influence. That is, not that the Spirit of God is on your head, right? But that the Spirit of God is influencing you to do something. So, for instance, if you prophesy, that is the Spirit upon. So the Spirit upon or the Spirit of God comes on you to speak. The Spirit of God influences you to speak. That's the Spirit upon. Okay? And like I told you, with the Spirit upon, it's a cooperation. It's a partnership between God and man where the man yields to supernatural activities. He yields. So it's not that the Spirit of God will make you to talk. No, you will yield. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the Spirit upon. Influence. Now, there is the Spirit of God in our midst. And it's simply that we are conscious of the Spirit of God upon us in a gathering. At work in our midst simply means that we are gathered. That's the first thing. And also, it suggests that we are gathered together. You know, in Matthew 18 and 20, Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. 1 Corinthians 5 and 4, we read that at the start of this session. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, when ye are gathered together, and my spirit with the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. So our gathering, our assembly is an assembly of power. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But it helps us a lot when we are all conscious. And that's what we said, that the Spirit upon is influence, right? A consciousness of the Spirit within, influencing you to do supernatural things. When we come together and we are all conscious, we will see the work of the Spirit in our midst. Praise God. We will see the work of the Spirit in our midst. So the question always remains, how conscious are you? And you know we've prayed, right? We have sung praises to God. We have sung songs that inspire our hearts. Praise God. You should be conscious. Amen? You should be conscious. Hallelujah. You should be conscious. You know, earlier we read 1 Samuel 10 from verse 5 to 10. Was Paul, what's his name? Saul. Was he a prophet? No. But Samuel told him that you come amongst a company of prophets, and what will happen? You do as occasion serve thee. In other words, you will prophesy. Oh, so it means that I can walk into a body of believers and share in their experiences. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, like Saul, you will just obey God's servant. Like Saul, you will just obey God's word. Amen. You will just obey God's word. You will just do what you are asked to do. You will just yield to the Holy Ghost. You will just pay attention and just do what needs to be done. Hallelujah. You will just yield to the spirit within. You yield to the supernatural endowments that he has bestowed on you. You yield to that miraculous faculty. And you look within supernaturally and take from that which is within and produce an activity by the Spirit of God. And surely there will be displays, tangible displays and demonstrations of power. There will be workings of miracles. There will be healings to restore health, to bring about a healing and effect a cure. There will be supernatural demonstrations in our midst. Hallelujah. Praise God. So that consciousness is necessary. That's why we pray. That's why we hear God's word. Amen. Amen. So you hear God's word. You become conscious and then you act on what you hear. Glory to God. You act on what you hear. I don't intend to say much tonight. We are going to get busy shortly. Praise God. Amen. Amen. All the gifts are working. I said all the gifts are working. All the gifts are working. All the gifts are working. I said all the gifts are working. Hallelujah. So in Matthew 14 from verse 27 to 31. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, be me. Matthew 14 from verse 27 to 31. Okay, I'm in 28 now. If it be thou, bid me to come on to thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on water to go to Jesus. Hallelujah. And when he saw the wind boisterous, of course, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Hallelujah. So if we can manage to stay in faith, we will do the miraculous. What did Peter say? If it's you, Jesus, tell me to come. And Jesus said, come. And Peter came. Hallelujah. He walked on water. You know, Jesus walked on water and Peter walked on water. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Jesus walked on water and Peter walked on water. How did Peter walk on water? He acted on the words of Jesus. Praise the Lord. He acted on the words of Jesus. Okay, let's go to Matthew 4. Matthew chapter 4 from verse 23 to 25. So if Jesus says you can, then you can. Hallelujah. So say, if Jesus says, I can, then I can. If Jesus says, I can, then I can. Hallelujah. So in Matthew 4, 23 to 25, Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee and from Decapolis and from Jerusalem and from Judea and beyond Jordan. Hallelujah. He healed how many? All. In Matthew chapter 9 and verse 35, Matthew 9, 35, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and disease and every disease among the people. Every sickness and every disease among the people. Verse 36, but when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. And then he prayed that prayer, said to his disciples rather, that the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he may send forth laborers into his harvest. In Mark chapter 1, Mark 1 and 34. In Mark 1 and verse 34, and he healed many that were sick of diverse diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. In Matthew chapter 8, Matthew 8, Matthew chapter 8, from verse 2 to 3, and behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, hallelujah, be thou clean. He says, I will, be thou clean. I will, be thou clean. And immediately, praise God, hallelujah, his leprosy was cleansed. In verse 14 to 15, same Matthew chapter 8, Jesus heals Peter's mother-in-law. Glory to God. You know, he came into Peter's house and found his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever, and he touched her hand, and the fever left her. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He touched, and fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. In other words, she was healed. She woke up. She rose from, almost said from the dead. She rose from the bed, amen, and went to cook. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay, in Matthew chapter 9, from verse 2 to 6, Jesus heals a crippled man. He says to him, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And then, of course, there were scribes there, and Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said to them, wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether it's easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk. Okay? That ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, then said he to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thy house. Hallelujah. And what happened in verse 7? He arose. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our Jesus is a healing Jesus. In Mark 5, from verse 1 to 20, of course, you find that man from Gadara, from the Gadarenes, okay, who was possessed with many demons. And as Jesus showed up, the demons recognized the Lord and went to him, pleaded. Of course, he cast them out, and they pleaded to be sent to the swines and then sent them there, and the swines went, of course, into the sea. I mean, just to think a bit, that will have made the news. Praise God. A demonstration just to set someone free and made the news. Was tangible enough. Glory to God. Tangible enough. Amen? Amen. Praise God. In Mark 5 from verse 25 to 34, he healed the woman with the issue of blood. And of course, after that, he went to Jairus' house. He was going to his house to heal the sick daughter, but she died. And he said to her, "Don't be afraid, only believe." And he went to Jairus' house and raised her. Amen. In Luke 6 and verse 10, Luke 6 and verse 10. "And looking round about upon them all, he said unto the man, stretch forth thine hand." Okay, you can read from verse 6, but just from verse 10, he says, "Stretch forth," and he did so, and his hand was restored. Glory to God. Whole as the other. How long does it take to stretch? Maybe a few seconds, maybe a minute, if it's so weak, or maybe two, but not more than that. And the hand was restored. Glory to his name. The hand was restored. In John 11, 43 to 44. Of course, he raised Lazarus from the dead. He was sick, and then eventually died, right? And then he went to raise him up. The story, you can read from verse 38, right? And it goes all the way down. All the way down to 57, if you want to. That's the end of the chapter, all right? But in 43 and 44, Jesus spoke. He cried with a loud voice, he said, "Lazarus, come forth." That's what he said. And Lazarus came forth from the dead. Amen? In this place, he told Mary and Martha, the sisters of Lazarus, that "I am the resurrection and the life," in verse 25. So, his presence is life. He himself is the resurrection. So if Jesus says you will be raised from the dead, I'm just speaking generally, you will be raised from the dead. He is resurrection. Glory to God. So our Jesus is a healing Jesus. And he said in John 14, from verse 10 to 14, particularly verse 12, John 14, from verse 10 to 14, particularly verse 12, "Very, verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father." Verse 13 says, "Whatsoever ye ask in my name, that will I do." And we're asking tonight. Hallelujah. And he's faithful, right? He will do. So we will ask, then he will do. That's great partnership, right? We will ask, he will do. Hallelujah. We will ask, he will do. Okay? So, he said that here. And then in Mark 16 as well, he said concerning he that believes. Of course, you know, he was talking to his disciples to ensure that those who believe, these signs accompany them. So, in Matthew 16 and verse, sorry, Mark, okay? Mark 16 and verse 18. the last part so that we don't read everything. It says, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So if Jesus says something, what do? I obey, right? And if he says this is what will be, then that's what will be. So if Jesus says this is what will happen when I lay hands on the sick, what will my expectation be? What will happen that he said will happen? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he says, they shall lay hands. They are those who believe in my name. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Say with me, say, there's power in my hands. Hallelujah. Say, there's power in my hands. Everybody say, there's power in my hands. Hallelujah. So the healing Jesus healed the sick, then said, we will heal the sick. Then said, we shall ask in his name and he will do. Hallelujah. Please play for me. You shall lay hands on the sick and the sick will recover. He healed the sick. Then he said, you will heal the sick. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4, let's also know that there are diversities of gifts. In verse 9, it says, the gifts of healing. In 1 Corinthians 12, 28, you find the gifts of healings. That is, there's a miraculous faculty in us that heals the sick. Don't forget in Acts 1, 8, it says, you shall get a hold of power. The power of the Holy Ghost. You get conscious of his power. And you dispense, put it to use. So Jesus, of course, you know, in Luke 9, Luke 10, you find the disciples of Jesus before Jesus died and rose again. He sent them out to preach the gospel of the kingdom. And they came back with reports. Demons were subject to them through the name of Jesus. Before his death, when he rose again, he taught his disciples. And he told them to get a hold of power, that they will be witnesses unto him, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. And then in Acts 3, Peter and John, by the beautiful gates, as they were going into the temple at the hour of prayer, they looked at the man who had been laid there every day. And they said, today, silver and gold have we none, but such as we have, we give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And you know what? The man didn't get up. Amen? So you don't give up easily. But Peter said, I'm sure in his mind, I said, get up. So he grabbed him and raised him up. As he did that, his ankle bones received strength. There's one story, it should be John G. Lake, how, I've forgotten the number of days, they ministered to a particular boy, a case, for days, till they saw the result they were after. Praise God. Because it's the name of Jesus. That's the highest authority in heaven, in earth, and underneath the earth. There's healing in this place tonight. There's healing in your words tonight. There's healing in your hands tonight. In the groups that you form tonight, there's healing there. There's a concentration of healing power in that place. Instant miracles we'll see tonight. And there will be bonuses. Praise God. The ones that we don't mention or find out by revelation will be healed. Remember when we started on Friday, that I said the Lord said to me that you will look for the pain, you won't find it. Hallelujah. They sought to touch Jesus' clothes to be healed. Of course, the woman with the issue of blood did it. Then there was another instance where they sought to do that so that they can just get healed. You know, the same thing happened to Peter. Sorry. No, it was the shadow for Peter. In Acts 5 and 12 to 16. This man has healing power. And so I will release my faith that even from his shadow, I'll receive and be healed. So tonight, if you need healing, release your faith. Your brothers and your sisters will minister to you. Hallelujah. Because it's the name of Jesus that heals. It's okay to come forward and then I minister to you, but it's a believer's meeting. Praise God. You know, a believer's meeting is a training ground for ministry. Tomorrow we put some emphasis on ministry. Because walking in all the gifts is not for show off or performance. Yeah, we demonstrate. I don't mean show off in the flesh. Well, I meant show off in the flesh, that, but demonstration and displays, I don't mean in the flesh. Right? Because the things that we have in Jesus Christ, they are for the world to see. They are to be demonstrated. They are to be displayed. They are for exhibition. Praise God. Hallelujah. But there is a cause. There's a reason. There's an essence. Hallelujah. So we'll form groups of about 5-6 people. Amen. And then, if you want to be healed, you mention to the people in that group, and they'll minister to you. And it's possible that your case is found out by revelation. By revelation. Amen? But tonight, faith must mix with power. And the result will be healing. That stomach trouble will end today. In the name of Jesus. That recurrent throat infection will stop today, tonight, in the name of Jesus. And for those online, release your faith strong. There's healing available today. But you know that in a healing session, for instance, it's not the gift of healing that works alone. Most of the time, all the power gifts work together. All of it. So tonight is for the power gifts. Praise God. Working of miracles. The gift of faith. And the gifts of healing. So let's stand to our feet. Let's break into groups and let the healings begin.